I've come back here to Sedgefield, to my constituency, where my political journey began and where it's fitting that it should end. Today I announce my decision to stand down from the leadership of the Labour Party. It's difficult in a way to know how to make this speech. There's obviously judgments to be made on my premiership, and in the end that is for you, the people, to make. I can only describe what I think has been done over these last 10 years, and perhaps more important, why I tried to do it. And I never quite put it in this way before. I was born almost a decade after the Second World War. I was a young man in the social revolution of the 60s and 70s. I reached political maturity as the Cold War was ending, and the world was going through a political and an economic and a technological revolution. And I looked at my own country, a great country, wonderful history, magnificent traditions, proud of its past, but strangely uncertain of its future, uncertain about the future, almost old-fashioned. So 1997 was a moment for a new beginning, the sweeping away of all the detritus of the past. And expectations were so high. Too high, probably. Too high in a way for either of us. And now in 2007, you can easily point to the challenges or the things that are wrong or the grievances that fester. But go back to 1997. Think back. No, really, think back. Think about your own living standards then, in May 1997, and now. Visit your local school, any of them round here, or anywhere in modern Britain. Ask when you last had to wait a year or more on a hospital waiting list, or heard of pensioners freezing to death in the winter, unable to heat their homes. And as for my own leadership, throughout these 10 years, where the predictable has competed with the utterly unpredicted. Right at the outset, one thing was clear to me. The ultimate obligation is to decide. And sometimes the decisions are accepted quite quickly. Bank of England independence was one which gave us our economic stability. Sometimes, like tuition fees or trying to break up old monolithic public services, the changes are deeply controversial. Hellish hard to do. But you can see you are moving with the grain of change round the world. And sometimes, like with Europe, where I believe Britain should keep its position strong, you know you're fighting opinion, but you're kind of content with doing so. And sometimes, as with the completely unexpected, you are alone with your own instinct. So, some things I knew I would be dealing with, some I thought I might be, some never occurred to me, or to you, on that morning of the 2nd of May 1997, when I came into Downing Street for the first time. But to be frank, I would not have wanted it any other way. I was, and remain as a person, and as a Prime Minister, an optimist. Politics may be the art of the possible, but at least in life, give the impossible a go. So, of course, the visions are painted in the colours of the rainbow, and the reality is sketched in the duller tones of black and white and grey. I may have been wrong. That's your call. But believe one thing, if nothing else. I did what I thought was right for our country. I give my thanks to you, the British people, for the times that I've succeeded, and my apologies to you for the times I've fallen short. But good luck.